Well, Ben, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. What a week of news going on in the Silver City area. Let's kick things off with the hospital. Been in the news for several weeks now.
That's true. It's been on the top of people's watch list for a while. Hilo Regional Medical Center leadership eliminated 5 positions in the hospital's administration this week, and that includes 2 pretty high-profile people here in town. One is District 28 Senator, State Senator Howie Morales' position, and also Holly Hudgens, who is the wife of District 39 State Rep Rudy Martinez. Now, the hospital says that this is just part of an ongoing plan to tighten their belts and save $500,000 annually, but Representative Martinez lashed out at the hospital, saying it was in retaliation for a request just a few days earlier to review the process by which they recently replaced management of the cancer center here.
What did Howie Morales say about this?
Howie said he basically it was a shock, but that he plans to continue supporting the hospital in Santa Fe.
Okay, let's move on to some interesting news of the possibility of a mining museum.
That's right. We've got a couple of local organizers here who met with the mayors of the various municipalities in Grant County this week to discuss the possibility of opening a mining museum celebrating the rich Grant County mining history, but especially focusing on the early 1950s Empire Zinc mining strikes, which were eventually turned into the Salt of the Earth film, famously blacklisted.
Okay, and let's talk about beating a deadline. Talk about stress.
Right. The town of Hurley, as well as the other municipalities down here, have been working tirelessly over the last few years to try to get a new source of water to Hurley. They currently have access to Freeport McMoRan Mines water, but Freeport has said that they will not continue that service after December 31st, 2018. So they've been reaching out everywhere, trying to find funding, and especially with the help of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments, they were able to secure their final $2.5 million in loans and grants from the USDA this week.
Well, let us welcome to the KRWG Airwaves, Jen Olson. And Jen, what a week for you.
Hi. Yes, it's been incredible. I am normally the arts and outdoors paper editor, but I got to report on the story of the long-lost de Kooning, the Willem de Kooning painting that's valued at around $160
million. $160
million.
Is that the official estimate on what it's worth?
Well, the museum won't give out official numbers, but the men who found it have heard that that's the value. Another de Kooning from the same series, the Woman series, was purchased more than a decade ago for $137 million.
Oh, and so
another, yeah, de Kooning work was bought for $300 million just a couple years ago.
So what happens next? What can be said about a new local hero who found the painting?
Yeah. So the man who kind of led the research and is the spokesperson for the store that found this painting doesn't consider himself a hero. He said he's returning something that was stolen, just like any human should do. But he's enjoying the limelight, and they've received lots of international news coverage, and just yesterday spoke at a press conference at the museum in Arizona.
Great news out of Silver City. Well, Jen, welcome to KRWG, and we look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Thank you so much.